Virginia voters weigh in on redistricting referendum, no reason to change things. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 21, 2026. Voters in Virginia weighed on how they felt about the state's redistricting referendum, which would allow Virginia's congressional maps to be redrawn in favor of the Democrats. Several voters in Warrenton and Manassas explained to Breitbart News that they felt the redistricting referendum was a power grab, and also expressed that the language of the referendum was biased. Other voters noted how states like Texas had redrawn their congressional map, calling the referendum necessary. One Virginia resident, Jacob Randall, expressed that he felt the state's congressional maps were pretty much fair as it is. "I feel like the gerrymandering isn't going to help anyone, on either side," Taylor Randall added. "I don't lean one way or another, honestly. I just feel like there's no reason to change things and give more power back to the government when it went to the people for a reason. It should stay with the people." Another voter, Seth Palansklin, expressed that he felt the way the redistricting referendum was phrased was sort of biased. "The way it was worded, I think is definitely sort of biased," Palansklin said. One person, who wished to remain anonymous, expressed that she felt the referendum was necessary. "When other states are gerrymandering, and making the Republicans have more of a leg up, especially in this current presidency, we can't let that happen," the lady said. One man, who also wished to remain anonymous, expressed that he was incensed, adding that he could not believe they even attempted this. "At its core, the argument is that two wrongs make a right," the man explained. "That's their best case scenario. They don't like what Texas did, they don't like what Florida might do, whatever. And so, they're like, okay, we're going to do the thing that we hate, here." Another voter, Ho Sway, explained that he was in favor of the referendum, noting how other states were changing their congressional maps. Breitbart News's Paul Bois reported in December 2025 that the Supreme Court ruled that Texas could use a redistricted congressional map that could potentially add up to 5 Republican U.S. House seats. The court's conservative majority, Justices Thomas, Alito, Roberts, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, agreed that a lower court did not have the authority to invalidate the map as a racial gerrymander. The court's liberals, Justices Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson, voted against the revival. The district court improperly inserted itself into an active primary campaign, causing much confusion and upsetting the delicate federal-state balance in elections, the unsigned ruling reads. In January, a constitutional amendment was approved by the Virginia State Senate. Prior to the upcoming 2026 midterm elections, Fox News reported at the time. If the constitutional amendment passes, the legislature, rather than the current nonpartisan commission, would redraw the state's congressional maps through 2030. Prior to the election, former President Barack Obama and Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, D., were encouraging residents to vote yes on the referendum. While former Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, R., and former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., encouraged residents to vote no. In a post on Truth Social, President Donald Trump called for Virginia residents to vote no on the referendum. "Virginia, vote no to save your country," Trump wrote.